We are talking with Louis C. Davis Jr. He is the Senior State Director of AARP District of Columbia. He was named that position in late in 2009. In that position, he leads a state team in establishing AARP as the champion for people 50 plus in the District of Columbia. Previously, he served as AARP's DC's Legislative Affairs and Advocacy Director. Now, AARP has launched You've Earned a Say to help Washington, D.C. residents make their voices heard about the future of Medicare and Social Security, taking the debate from behind closed doors in Washington and offering Americans reliable information about the long-term financial challenges facing these programs. You've Earned a Say will also give people straightforward information about the proposals that are being debated in Washington and on the campaign trail, the pros and cons without the political jargon and spin. So we'll begin. Mr. Davis, welcome. Why is AARP doing this?
You've given a great introduction already. We're doing this because we've heard from our members, 36 million plus, around the country for the last year or more, as the debate in Washington, D.C. has brewed about what might happen next with these two very important programs that benefit tens of millions of people, Social Security and Medicare. We've heard their concerns about what was going to happen next with these, with their benefits that they've earned in any way be tampered with. Would Social Security and Medicare be there for their children and their grandchildren? And so we thought, given our reach with offices in every one of the states, plus Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and the District of Columbia, we could be of assistance in helping to amplify their voices. They already have a voice, but we wanted to amplify their voices to make sure that their voices were heard by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle and the President of the United States about what these members wanted to have done with Social Security and Medicare. And so we're spending the balance of this year doing just that.
What is the goal of You've Earned a Say?
It has several goals, but the first of which is, as I just mentioned, the first and preeminent goal is to make sure that in the conversation that's being held here in rooms in the District of Columbia on Capitol Hill, that those conversations are infused with the opinions of real-life people back in the states and communities and towns and villages across the country, hearing from real people about what Social Security and Medicare has meant to them in their lives. It is meant to get their voices into those conversations so that members of Congress will not be making decisions absent having heard from and from their members in their districts. That's probably the preeminent goal. Then AARP will deliver, as we collect these voices, we're delivering those to Congress.
We are speaking with Louis C. Davis, Jr. He is the AARP District of Columbia Senior State Director. What will AARP do with the information they've gathered, and how will it factor into whatever legislative proposals AARP ultimately supports?
You know, a democracy is participatory if it works best at all. And to the extent that people feel frustrated across the country, has everything to do with them feeling that their voices aren't heard by their elected officials. So the squeaky wheel gets to oil, you know that phrase. And where millions of members of ours and others who receive Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits make noise about what these programs mean to them and their families, how it has made a difference between living on the street and being able to pay for medications and to avoid nursing homes when they don't need to be in a nursing home. We believe that the members of Congress will then do better than they would have done absent having those voices heard. And AARP will be sharing this information back with its members and everybody who participates in a You've Earned a Say listening event across the country. They're filling out questionnaires by the hundreds of thousands where they make their opinions known. We will be sharing this information back with them through a number of publications of ours in the upcoming months. And through the election of this year and into 2013, we'll be making sure that their members of Congress and the President of the United States hears what we've heard from millions of people. We believe that with that type of amplified voice coming from real-life people, we believe Congress will do, if not the right thing, it will do closer to a much better thing than it would have done absent those voices.
Talk about what do Social Security and Medicare mean to older residents in the district?
That's a good question. Social Security can mean for some persons, particularly those who are of lesser means to begin with. It sometimes represents upwards of 70% of their income. In the District of Columbia, 65% of beneficiaries are retirees, 12,843 of those are people with disabilities. And for them, any cut in Social Security, and sometimes not receiving as they did for several years, not receiving a cost of living increase, can make the difference between having to split a medication, a pill, or not pay a utility bill. It can mean living in subsistence in the richest country on the planet is what it can mean for very many beneficiaries.
In case you've just joined us, we are talking with Louis C. Davis, Jr. He is the AARP District of Columbia Senior State Director. We are talking about You've Earned a Say, which gives the District of Columbia a platform to make their voices heard in the debate about Medicare and Social Security. How will AARP respond to presidential candidates' proposals that affect Social Security and Medicare?
AARP will, after hearing from millions of our members and non-members who are 50 and older, share back with them what we've heard around the country so they can see what their peers are saying. So they get to be better informed when they begin to see proposals that come from the United States Congress. So our position in this is to be objective, to be the objective expert as we have been for 53 years in this area. What we want to do is to give our members the tools, the resources, the information they need to make informed decisions and choices about which proposal that comes from Congress, not from AARP, but that comes from the United States Congress, will hurt or help them so that they will know what to do with that information when they go to the polls.
Where can people go to get more information about You've Earned a Say?
They can call 1-888-OUR-AARP, that's O-U-R-A-A-R-P, or go online to Earned a Say, that's earnedasay.org, to get more information and to participate in the listening event by filling out a questionnaire online.